Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Just give me a baby bottle pop and suck my dick. Come on. What are we doing here, all right?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So I have a question.
What?
Is it, so there's stepdad. What is it step grandfather? Can you have a step grandfather?
Step papa.
Step-papa?
Wow.
Dude, that should have been the modern-day Biggie song right there. I love it when you call me step-papa.
Dude, step-papa?
What is it? Can you go higher than stepdad? There's stepdad, stepmom. What's step-grandma? Can you have a step-grandma? 23andMe just explodes when you type that in.
You could fuck a step-grandma. Dude, I'm going to have my girl start calling me step-papa.
What?
Holy shit.
This is an evolution from sir.
Yeah.
Is she still on her fucking sirs?
Dude, my balls are drained because of the sir. I'm a little asleep. Dude,
I think sir was a Patreon.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a Patreon episode.
Okay.
Sir was a Patreon episode?
Well, yeah. Go to patreon.com/SifSocks. Great plug. There it is, Gabe. That's what we have here. Well, okay. Well, can we say it here? Well, preface.
Yeah.
Michael's girlfriend called him sir in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause
like a fucking Chick-fil-A assistant manager. Here you go, sir.
No, maybe. Still hot.
Yeah.
This it doesn't matter. She doesn't listen.
Step sir.
Step sir is hot.
Step sir. Almost, that sounds like sister.
You can, you can definitely have a step grandfather.
Where does a step come from?
I don't know.
Why is that the term?
Who invented chairs?
A tired motherfucker.
Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's just standing around. They're like, I'm so sleepy.
They're like, that's your dad? He's like, oh, no, that's my stepdad. Because he's stepping in? That has to be what it is.
I think that's what it is.
It's not.
No?
No, it's the origin is a German stiop, which means orphan.
How about bench dad? Orphan. I like that better. You're off the bench.
Oh, I like that.
Glenn off the bench. Bench dad? That's what I would go by.
Bench dad?
You know how people are like, they come up with like different words? I'm trying to think. They spin it. They're like, I'm not. What am I trying to say here?
Yeah, you're like, well, my mom does. She's like, I'm not a grandmother. And she has this like Irish version of grandmother.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Kind. Yeah. It's, okay. It's like when somebody's like, I'm not happy. I'm erotic. And that's not it. But like, I'm trying to say like where somebody like spins it.
I'm not old. I'm geriatric.
Right. What's this? I don't know what geriatric means. But you always see grandmas with that shirt. It's like, I'm not old. I'm, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not old. I just lived a bunch.
I'm distinguished.
Distinguished. Yeah.
But that's what it sounds like a stepdad would say. He's like, I'm not a stepdad. I'm a bench dad.
Oh, yeah. He's like just trying to
a
brand
bench
it.
A bench baddie. Whoa. So can you have a step grandpa?
I'm trying to be a basketball coach. I want to be
That's very, very doable.
No.
You have to have way more polos than you already have.
Yeah.
But not like they have to be like the Nike ones, athletic gear.
I just feel like it's so hot to think.
And you have
think
too good of a hairline to coach basketball.
I think if you wear a whistle, everything changes. I think if
that's
you put on a whistle, it you just have oh you're right. No, but coaches have it in practice. But what I'm saying, where I was going, why they want to be a coach, because you were talking about bench dads. I think being a coach and like fucking one of your players' moms.
Okay, you just scared me for a second.
Oh, I had to go fast. You had to talk real fast in the sentence.
Yeah.
That's hot. She's like, I'm gonna pick Timmy up. Do you want to come to dinner?
I feel like that's hot. That's hot and all until you get a mom who starts yelling at you. It's like, my son has been starting for the past 4 games and he put up 6 points. Okay, so what? He was 3 for 19 from the field, and you're gonna bench him this game? I sat behind that mom somewhat recently. We were filming at Santa Monica College.
Yeah.
In the bleachers, and there was a game going on, and this mom was going off. I don't know who she was talking to, either the husband or her fucking bestie Darlene, but she was going off. She's like, and this is the first time he's not starting, and if he's not in within the next couple of minutes, we're gonna have a talk with the coach. But it's really? Like, you don't know anything about sports.
Also, your son sucks. Like, here's the thing, if your son was good, he would be playing.
Yeah.
The coach is not stupid. Your son sucks.
Right.
He has ADHD. He picks fucking sunflowers when he should be playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
This kid sucks.
But the mom, she was heated.
But heated in like a hot way. That's why I want to go. I want fucking Karen to come up to me when I have a coach. I have the fucking whistle, and she comes up to me. And she goes, "Listen, my son Bradley, mm-hmm. he needs to play more. He works hard and he has a good heart and blah blah blah." And I'm like, and I want to be like, "Well, what are you gonna do to have him play more?" She goes, "What do you mean?" And I'm like, "I got a cock."
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy. If the mom was like, "I'll suck your dick if you put in my son
that
into the third quarter."
By the millions. Yes.
You think?
Dude. Yeah, because you know what's weird, if we're like off funny for a second? In like, I feel like there's this weird like social hierarchy with like, if you're like, if your kids are doing well, you feel like you're looked at as like a good mom.
Because if your kid is a shitty kid on the team, the other parents are like, ugh.
Yeah, oh, you have a dud.
Yeah, Ronald's kid is not really pulling his weight over there. Yikes.
Yeah, you hit him with the Buick when he was 3 years old, and now he sucks.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
That is true.
So if your son's like, gets good grades, or daughter, whatever, gets good grades, and good at sports, you're like, oh, look, I did well.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, so I think there are fucking moms and dads out there that would suck a mean cockiness to get some playing time.
Wow.
For sure.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Dude, I'm literally having just flashbacks of like elementary school basketball. So fun.
Dude, I was so bad at it. I would just take the wonkiest three-pointers.
I would take...
Just from downtown.
Do we have any recordings of you playing basketball?
There has to be somewhere.
Dude,
I would pay. Oh my god!
Probably one of the worst jumpers Camarillo has ever seen.
Dude, do you understand? We have to get a fucking video of you playing basketball as a kid.
Dude, I would play basketball like a lagged 2K player. Like I would jump then shoot. Like it didn't make sense.
Oh yeah. I know what you mean.
Dude, I'm sure I could find it.
You airballed a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You ever hit the back of the backboard?
Oh, my God. Did you even want to play basketball, or they just made you play?
Like 50-50. I had friends playing, so I was like, all right, I'm down. But just so much hope in the three-pointers. Me in the paint? Never. Downtown.
All the time.
I mean, I just played on, what is it, wing? Is that a position?
Okay.
Thing? Yeah, I was that guy. Coaches always just try to give me... away from everything. When I played football in sixth grade for 1 year, they made me a wide receiver, but they only ever ran the ball. But I was like, dude, wide receivers get puss. Fuck yeah. Put me in.
They do.
And they would run the ball to this kid, Mason Luna. He was our guy. He ran it every single time. Fucking, he was a beast. He would sprint the shit every time. He was great. And then they threw me the ball once. I was like, oh, guys, this isn't in the syllabus. Don't throw this to me. And I did not catch the ball.
Was it wide open? Oh, you're wide open.
It was like one of those where I was like, I was running and then I see the ball in the air and I was like, oh, no. Had I dove for it, I probably could have got it. But it's one of those where the coach is like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, I thought it was out of bounds. You know, just like
The sun.
It was a night game. But yeah. Yeah, man. But it wasn't until like later on in life I realized I was like, that was the coach being like, hey, yeah, you fuck off. And my parents were probably like sitting in the stands like, there he goes.
Well, yeah. I mean, also, like, would you let your kids play football?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to let my kids play football, man. And they're going to really want to because I'm going to tell them.
Brain stuff.
Yeah. Unless they, like, they're having, like, weird kind of upgrade technology with helmets and shit.
I'd imagine
so
they would.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a super dangerous thing, especially for like a brain that's like developing.
Yeah.
And you're like, just getting rocked. That is wild
at like sixth grade.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a weird developmental thing, right? When you're like, you ever had those like kids that are just like gigantic?
Yeah.
And you're like, there's no way you're 11.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was always tiny, and they had these kids that were just like massive that would play like football as well. It's like, my kids aren't playing.
Yeah,
basketball.
He's on cigarettes in the corner. You're like, Shane, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, it's got to sound. Do you ever have kids selling like drugs early? Like elementary school drugs?
Not that. I told you about the kid that sold candy. He was the first Gary V. He must
flipping. Own Bitcoin.
I don't know what that guy's up to. I'd really like to find out.
Every time I think about Bitcoin, I get fucking upset.
Are you in?
I get upset, man, because like, I just wish I had financial power when I was like 20. When Bitcoin was like first percolating, when it was like 14 cents. And right. I wish someone was like, hey man, listen, take this $1,000.
Take this coin.
Take this and just, because think about that.
Right, but like.
When Bitcoin was a dollar.
But look, it could be worse. Because right now there's a guy in London, I saw this headline today, and he's excavating an entire landfill to try to find a hard drive that he threw away that has $350 million worth of Bitcoin on it.
He threw it away.
Because it wasn't, you know. Fucking, oh, I have this Bitcoin thing. Fuck it, it's
also,
not going to be worth anything.
If a guy in 2010 came up to you on the street and was like, keep this coin, would you actually do it? Or you'd be like, this is an insane person.
Here's the problem. The problem is, in 2010, did that what you said, 2010?
Sure.
2010, I didn't have any disposable income. So for someone to tell me like, hey, take this $1,000 and buy Bitcoin, I'd say, shut the fuck up. I don't have, like, this is my rent money.
But if somebody just gave you.
Oh, gave me.
I mean, you can't give a physical coin. But if somebody was trying to trade you, be like, hey, man, I'll pay you for this show tonight with one Bitcoin.
Oh, right.
Like, what?
Yeah, that's true.
Just
give
me a baby bottle pop and suck my dick. Come on, what are we doing here, all right? So just run it up.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. What was 10,000 Bitcoin for a fucking pizza or some shit like that? Yeah.
That's probably the most iconic, you know, tragedy story, I think, with all that.
There's the UK one, but there's another one that, like, some dude had, like, I think 250 million Bitcoin. He was, like, paying everyone to just, because he has the drive, he just doesn't know, or he has the wallet, I'm sorry, he doesn't know the password. So,
I think they estimate that something like, I'm going to butcher the number, but something like 5 or 10% of all Bitcoins that have been created is lost forever. Because it's just, like, so many people were doing it when it was just, like, a fun little hobby back in the day, and they didn't think it was going to turn into anything. So they just lost the drives or threw them away.
I mean, what are you doing?
That's so weird.
What are you doing? If someone walks up to you and says, hey, man, you know that drive that you had in seventh grade? The fucking wallet you had in seventh grade when someone was like, gave you bar mitzvah money in Bitcoin? You're like, oh, it's so funny, blah, blah, blah. Well, those 10,000 coins are now worth $350 million. And do you know the password?
You're
fine. No.
There's no like helpline. Hey, this is me. Verify. Hello. Hi. Yeah.
No, that's nothing? The problem. No. There's, if you don't know the password, goodbye Bitcoin. Like, there's, you can't break, like, I think the dude gave it to like hackers and shit to try to get, you can't.
Even hackers? No, because, no
it's
luck?
Not, because it's not like three. It's not like wow. three digits. It's like
32 like, or 64. Yeah,
it's something
or something.
Like you can't. Like, yeah. It's like.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the possibility of 32 digits is just. It's,
yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool not doing all that.
But what I'm saying is, if the, all of a sudden,
oh,
like
right.
you're like that bar mitzvah money I gave you 7,000 Bitcoin. It's now worth.
Yeah,
$400
million. I'm spending every day of my waking moment trying to figure out how to get that password. Back.
I'm gonna kill myself. Because let me tell you, you're just gonna walk around life with your regular stupid life. You work at fucking David's Bridal, and you know that you have $400 million just in your pocket, and you can't get to it. I wouldn't sleep one ounce.
I would give it a solid year's run to try and get it. Then after that, you're like, all right.
Yeah, I guess it's either like kill yourself or just come to a consensus about
it.
Or
you just yell about it at a bar and you're like, I used to own 400 Bitcoin.
Well, dude, he talks about it every day. I'm not going to say these comics that we're going to know who they are, but there's comics that like used to have TV shows
yeah.
and nothing else happened, which is very sad.
That all
and
they
nothing
talk
else
about?
Happened. That's all they talk about. They right. Al Bundy their entire life with all he talks about. What, he had four touch, whatever the fuck the TV show was. But like, that's all they talk about. Yeah. And you're like, buddy.
That's their
buddy.
Life. That's like, well, this guy's getting the Bitcoin out. That's everything he does is around that. So it's like, it's going to be hard for him to be like, what's your favorite ice cream? He's like, strawberry. Where's my fucking Bitcoin?
I know. I wonder like if people are like, listen, man, they're going to come out with technology that are going to allow you to figure, like, just
yeah.
relax.
As long as, yeah, there has to be somewhere down the line where it's like, you can prove that this is your account, this and that, get in, get out.
Yeah. I wonder if you could use that to like leverage like a mortgage.
Oh, that's actually interesting to say. You have really smart people. They can try, if they can get it, it's theirs.
Oh, I think he did that though. What I'm saying is like,
he's probably tried everything.
Yeah, cause dude, in my head, I'm like, I would give 70% of it to whoever fucking did it.
What if they did this?
All right.
This is not a good idea. But what if he did like lottery style and it was just like everybody in the world try entering like the lottery, it's 64 people, the 64 digits. Everybody in the world try it. Whoever gets it, we split it. But it's honor
not,
code.
It's not a bad idea. Here's the problem though.
If you get it, you're not splitting it.
The combinations of amount of numbers, I think like,
also
do
the
we
account.
Ever look it up? It's like, it's we're like in the trillions of like combinations.
Right.
So like you can't even
yeah.
You can't even do it, I don't think.
Also, the account would have like three attempts to log in, be like locked.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my dude, I would be suicidal every single day. You'd never see me again. It would be over. I'd yeah. jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, dead. $400 million is in my pocket. I can't access it.
Yeah, but there has to be eventually this guy will get access or his you know hierarchy can families have hierarchies?
Yeah.
What is a hierarchy?
It's men are the best. No, hierarchy is just like the like you know anal commits like
his,
the strongest then yeah. then it goes
like
down.
Regime?
Like a food chain.
Regime.
Regime.
Regime I think is when people cut other people's heads off.
Okay.
Somebody I don't know
in his
things.
Family at some point if I was whoa a lot I think a lot of is he piping? Is he having sex?
He's got to be having sex.
Because if I was a female, I would be saying, come in me a lot.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
We'd be in the middle of the 405. Come
you're gambling.
In me.
Gambling.
With what?
Because
you want his baby.
Do you? Because he has $0 at this point.
For now.
Yeah, but I think it's been for years. I don't know. I don't know if you'll ever be able
Bro,
to get
I can
into
unlock
it.
An iPhone with my face. They'll figure it out.
It's 64 digits or 32 digits or whatever the fuck it is. Gabe, did you figure it out?
Who's the company? Is there a company?
There's no company now.
Never mind. Don't come in.
Yeah, there's no company. That's literally yeah. the whole point about Bitcoin. It's just like off the grid, essentially. Not
there's
off the
no
grid.
There's no customer service.
No. That's literally, it's like a decentralized Who's? Money. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't call Bank of America.
Someone wrote in the other day and said, you guys should bring back the segment, Trevor Doesn't Know Shit. And it sounds like we've got one with Bitcoin right now.
But that's the thing is...
Hold on, stop.
I've never
Trevor,
heard somebody...
What's Bitcoin?
Ethereum.
Yeah.
Digital currencies.
Yeah. There we go.
Non-fungible tokens.
Holy shit.
NFT. I know keyword names. I know enough topics to rile up some bros at a $2 Tuesday taco shot night, you
Correct.
Know?
I'm starving.
I can rile anybody up, you know? Crypto, yeah. Doge, Shiba Inu.
Ooh.
Shiba
Ooh.
Inu?
Shiba yeah. Inu, that's a dog. I don't know if that's a, now, is that a coin as well. Yeah. Shiba Inu is a coin.
What came first, the dog or the coin?
The dog, 100%.
I don't know about that. Anyways, but no. But I don't, but that's the thing. Bradley Martin was the first time I've ever heard anybody talk about their Bitcoin in a positive manner. Everybody else is like in the same position as this guy, or they're like, fuck, dude, I was doing good and now I'm down, now I'm up. And it's just like, sure, I think at some point everybody's going to cash out on this, right? You know, and if they do it right, they'll get out, they'll make fucking the guy who shoots all my videos. He had a point where he made like 10 grand. And I was like, cool, pay me now.
Yeah.
But so if you do it right, that was the first time you hear about it. But it's like, I'm going to stick to the traditional route, you know, and who knows? Maybe that's the right way. Maybe it's the wrong way. But for now, I like just knowing.
Here's what I think. Everything just comes back to the original version, meaning that people are going to get a small amount of people are going to get dumb wealthy off crypto. Right. And then it's just going to come back to the point where crypto and the traditional wealth management, the percentages over a year, it's going to be the same. So the traditional wealth management is like, you know, 7 to 10% per year if you have a good manager, right? And then crypto, to at some degree, when it becomes more, when more people are going to use it, and like you literally can like buy a sandwich with it,
yeah,
that is going to all of a sudden become like the market's going to become 7 to 10% a year.
Right.
It's all just going to become. It's just like.
Yeah, I'm just
like
waiting for
like, cut the wire, cut the cord. It's like, but now it's all, you're paying the same amount as you would with cable. Because now you have Netflix, you have Hulu, you have fucking ESPN Plus,
coming
you have
full,
Disney Plus. And now all of a sudden you're paying $70. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're not saving money.
I guess I'm just waiting until I'm like forced into it. And maybe that's the right move. Maybe it's not.
Do you have no money in it?
No crypto.
Zero.
None.
I think, I don't know what the safe thing, I think the dude that does my money said 6% or something like that. Of your portfolio should be in crypto. I'm surprised that none of your money's in crypto.
No. I'm just a traditional guy. I just need to know. Because then it, where my head goes, I don't even like to look at like what stocks are doing and this and that.
Yeah, no, I have stocks and stuff. It freaks me out.
Because if my Bitcoin was, let's say I had $10,000 in it and we're at like 1,000. Now in my head, I'm like, I got to go out somehow and make $9,000. All of a sudden I'm selling Beanie Babies to third graders. And it's like, how did we get here? Because in my head, I'm like, I need to make that money back now.
Yeah.
Anytime I spend money, I'm like, I need to make this money back now.
Yeah.
So for me,
I got that from Costa Rica and I was like, who wants to help me start OnlyFans?
Yeah. 100%.
Who right now?
Your girlfriend.
Maybe.
There's so many people who do OnlyFans, but they cut it off at the head. Dude, and they just fuck.
I would fucking do that. Because first of all, guys, I don't know if you know this, and I don't generally brag about this, but your boy got a body, okay? So if you just don't look at my head, my cock's fine. I will say aesthetically, my cock's hot, but like length and girth, it's fine. But like aesthetically, I think it's hot. I think I could get a number of subscribers.
So it's not like a leading actor, or it's it's in the entourage, though.
If it was in the entourage.
So regular, or are we talking guest star?
Guest star, okay. but a good arc, like a 10 episode arc.
People remember your episode.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Oh wow, that was." I don't know if they would be like, "It was good.
Okay.
It was good." Never leading. I would never. My cock could never star in a movie. It could star in like an A24 movie, like that's indie that only shows in like 500 theaters in like Milwaukee. Yeah. But like it's. But I'm telling you, like aesthetically, it's like. I think it's a good looking cock.
Okay.
It's, you know,
are,
I mean,
you biased at all?
No, listen, you know me. I'd be like, my cock's gross. I would tell you guys in 2 seconds. But it's like, it's got a nice hue to it.
Hue?
Yeah.
Sepia?
Maybe.
What is hue?
The color.
The color. Just a funnier way to say color.
It's got a nice hue?
It's got a nice hue.
Is it a different hue than what skin color you are?
Yeah.
What?
You're two-tone?
No, I'm not too. Oh my! Yeah, my cock.
What's happening?
My cock is tanner than my body.
Wait, hold up! What's happening? What do you mean?
Yeah. Hold on! I'm getting hot.
Wait. Okay. What is happening?
I'm fucking sweating a little
it's
bit.
It's the same color as like your stomach, right?
Nah.
What?
My shit's a little.
You got a banana dipped in chocolate down there, dude.
It's not like, it doesn't look like cardboard, but it's like, it's got a little tan to it.
Bring it out. Bring out the dancing lobsters. What do you...
Yeah, it's
but it's at the base, it changes or like fades?
So if
they were to sell your car online right now, would it be two-tone or would it just be like, that's just how it is?
I'm trying to give you like a really accurate...
Like you ever seen a 2004 Honda Accord that has like a white hood, but the car is silver?
Yeah. It's not... like if you looked at it fast, you wouldn't be like, whoa! Wow, your cock is a different color than your skin. But it's definitely, it's got a more tan feel to it. It looks like my dick went on vacation without me.
Funny.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It went to Acapulco, came back, and was like...
And kept it.
Yeah.
And has cornrows.
What? Hey, white people, stop!
With the cornrows.
Dude, there's so many white people in fucking Costa Rica. Dude, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's not...
It's not a good look.
But there was always that one girl in like middle school who'd come to class with her like cornrows on. And it's like, that's just asking. That and henna tattoos ask for people to be like, how was your... It was so much fun.
You didn't even ask?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, can I borrow? It was so good.
Yeah, exactly. We had coconut shrimp for breakfast. That doesn't even sound good.
It honestly... Are you a person that you need breakfast food for breakfast?
Need it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. I could eat a fucking lasagna.
It depends. I would prefer breakfast food.
Yeah.
But if I'm in a rush, the amount of times I've done leftover Chipotle heated up for breakfast.
Yeah, I can do that.
I can do any kind of leftovers for breakfast. Like leftovers cold out of the fridge, it doesn't matter what it is.
Let me put it to you like this. You know what? The one thing I can't do is like a juicy sandwich. A sandwich is like too
much. For breakfast?
Yeah.
What about egg sandwich? Breakfast sandwich?
Yeah.
You could or could not?
Could not.
Really?
In my head, I'm not... No, can. I've had breakfast sandwiches are my shit.
Breakfast sandwiches are great.
Yeah. I'm talking about like a pastrami. Like something that's like...
Oh, well, that's like insane. That. Yeah. But you know, it's funny. You put one egg on it and you can justify it.
Yeah, dude. But that's what's funny. If I could do
double char Angus burger, fried egg, breakfast.
Yeah. But if I took... I just need to take the bread off. I could do pastrami and some eggs, no problem.
Right.
Pastrami and egg sounds fucking fire. Anyways, I got a brown cock. I feel like we have the meats. I feel like it's normal.
I don't.
Is it not normal?
I'll go check in between episodes. I can't think about it right now.
Where is the base?
You know what your cock looks like?
I can't. I don't think it's any different color than my normal skin.
Yeah, it's the same.
With you, I can get on board with everything's the same because you're like a percentage ginger. So like, I don't know if you're not even.
Why am I getting roasted here? What do you mean?
No, but you know what I mean? Like, the pigment is, your pigment is, like, lesser than a real person.
All right, guys. It's been fun podcasting.
But you just sort of, yeah, you don't have any, what are they? Freckles. You have any freckles on your cock?
On my cock?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
I'm on my, like, arms. You know?
Yeah, but those are, like, cute. Dude, what is it about when girls have freckles that are so cute? Girls be lying to us and putting fake freckles.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Dude.
Beauty mark. Remember that? They're like, hey, this is a beauty mark. No, that's a mole.
Oh, they do.
You're
this?
Gross.
I will say the beauty mark, every once in a while, you're like, God, I want to fucking lick it. I want to lick it into the sunset while drinking a pretty sun.
What's the hottest part about a girl? Go.
Eyes.
What in the fuck?
And a fat ass.
There you go. Eyes. Your girlfriend's not here.
What's the hottest part on, here we go. I mean,
if you could pick one part of a one, if you needed to get a nut out. And by the way, we have to round about because I had a nut today that is for it was an anomaly. You ever seen one of those cans and you open up the can and the fucking snake comes out of it?
No, but like I've seen a croissant roll explode from Pillsbury.
There you go.
Yeah,
it was because my girls have been having like stomach issues, so we couldn't fuck.
What's been going on with that stomach?
Too full of semen. No, she was we honestly, dude, I had to leave San Diego early.
Really?
Yeah, we had to leave. Like the whole plan was we're gonna do that. By the way, everyone who came out to San Diego shows, incredible, so fun. Thank you so much. So we did the San Diego show on Thursday, and then I was gonna do stay on Friday, do some shows on Friday at this other comedy club, and then leave Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But she had this like crazy stomach thing. We had to like leave like at like 6 in the morning on Friday morning because she had like this gastrointestinal issue, whatever.
Damn, she okay?
Yeah, no, she's fine. She's fine. But because she had all that, it was like 4 days of no Pound Town.
Whoa.
So I was backed up. I'm talking about your boy was backed
fucking
up.
Holiday shipping backed up.
Oh yeah. I mean
backed up.
I had to like let everybody know that it's gonna take at least 3 weeks
yeah.
for the shipment to
delays.
Get there. Oh,
rain delay.
Holy shit.
Hold on. Is getting blue balled a rain delay?
Yes. Yes.
Rain delay.
Do women get blue balled?
No.
What's a woman, what's a girl blue balled? Wet sealed? Flex seal?
There we go.
It's called Blue Bean.
Blue Bean.
Blue Bean.
That sounds like a great coffee shop in Minnesota.
I drink there.
Blue Bean.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. Anyways, what are we talking about? Where are we? What color is your cock?
What's the oldest girl you would fuck if you didn't have a girlfriend right now?
93.
I love it. Gabe?
I mean, Helen probably, Mirren.
Huh?
However old Helen Mirren is.
She's 2,000 years old.
Who's yeah, Helen Mirren.
You, don't you wouldn't Helen beat Mirren? Helen Mirren?
I don't know who she is.
Dude, if Helen Mirren did one monologue for me, I'd fuck her whole face in half.
I'd probably go like MILF, like
you'd
50s,
have to be,
52. Oh, I know her.
Gabe, do me a favor.
Yeah.
After we scope this lady out, because she is very bad. Can you type in hottest... I don't know. Older women. I don't know. I don't know how to phrase it nicely. Hottest older women.
Hottest grandma.
Just hottest older.
Who's
women.
Who's ranking these things?
I don't know. Let's see. Michael
an
Caine.
Article by Macy's.
Bring it out.
Oh, but that's the most over beautiful 50. Women over 40.
What about over 60?
Over there 60. That's what there I need. Over yeah, 50. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like yeah.
All right. So this is stunning celebrity women over 60.
Yes.
Ranker.com. Where all they do is rank.
She's over 60?
Christie Brinkley?
Dude, I would fuck her in front of a Six Flags while kids watch. This girl's bad.
1954.
God damn.
Damn. Who that?
Jane Seymour.
Great Seymour's name. The oldest name in the world.
Seymour tits. She would.
We've got
Jacqueline Smith.
Jacqueline Smith.
That's so weird. These people have like families with kids and their kids have kids. And we're just like, yeah, I would fuck.
That's World War II, isn't
it? I don't make it weird, dude.
I'm sorry, man. What color is your cock?
That apology was so sincere. Who's that?
This is Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, who are these people? Actresses?
God damn.
Yeah, I think they're probably mostly actresses.
Yeah, more. And here's the thing about these women.
Whoa.
Boy, here's the thing about these women. They've been around the block.
Yeah.
They get your cock hard just by blowing in your eardrum. They'd hum the Star Spangled Banner, make it come in your goddamn corduroys. Do you know what I mean? What is she doing a set? Who's this?
Jack dude, these Green have serious down. Votes. That has 11,000 votes on it.
Wow. Dude, there's a like what's the thing that you're into older women? It's like a...
Horny?
It's I forget what it is, but that's why there's so many votes. Who the hell's that?
Cheryl Ladd.
I wish they had bios on these.
Yeah.
God damn.
I was just trying to find where Susan Sarandon was. There's Helen Mirren's number 10.
Yeah. Damn. Helen Mirren, dude.
Gabe be dropping names right now.
Helen Mirren.
Gabe's all fired up.
Kim Basinger, bruh.
I feel like I'm just walking around to Mervyn's right now, just seeing all these people. How did we get on the topic? You were like, wait, full back. We got to talk about your girl nutting San Diego before that. Today. Today you had a nut.
Oh, today I had a nut.
Whoa.
Like a nut nut. You know what I mean?
No.
Not like a...
Jerk me off.
Not like a boom, boom, there's a nut. Like it was like a fucking Super Sucker 250.
Or you slapped the pillow after?
Like it was a nut from the Ice Age.
Like a musket nut?
Yeah. Like it was
What was different about it? Just built up?
It was built up. Because you know when you get busy and you like literally like just... It was videos and show. I just wasn't thinking about sex. It's very odd for me to say that. I wasn't. And my girl was not feeling great. So I was like taking care of her and like trying to work. So it's like, it's just an unsexy time.
Yeah.
Just doing work and taking care of your girl.
And all of a sudden,
yeah.
Things then, start boiling.
And then today.
And the tea kettle goes off.
Blow the whistle.
Yeah.
And then today she was feeling a little better. Right? So I'm like, God damn. So we do, you know, dog park, normal Sunday shit, get some editing done, yiddy yang
bark,
yang.
Bark, bark, I know.
Yeah. So then I'm like, damn, I got to record tonight. I got to take a little nap, a little sleepy, woke up too early. Right? Then she's like, I'm tired too. So we go in my room. But you know what I knew is sexy time when nobody grabbed Greta. When that bitch stays in the living room.
Oh, Greta's like, yeah, I can't wait to get a quick nap. And, oh, man, what the fuck?
Dude, and you then when Greta doesn't go in the room and you close both of the doors, fuck. Pound town. And we try to move that. I've never done before. You ever been so horny you leave your jackets on? I fucked in a jean jacket. My jean jacket was on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you fuck outside. You get a goddamn frostbite.
Yeah, you ever fucked in a parka?
No!
Wearing a parka in a park.
Hard.
Bars. Yeah.
So we tried this new move, which I've never done before. Maybe you have. It's a, like, how do you even describe it? It's
like in a denim jacket? You just become the brawny paper towel boy?
It was a cut, like a cuddle move. Big spoon, little spoon.
Okay.
Where she's little spooning, and you're a big spoon.
I'd hope.
You know what I mean?
Wait.
Oh,
you lay perpendicular.
Pause real quick.
Yeah.
I fucks with being a little spoon. You don't like it?
I don't mind it.
Oh, I love it.
No, I'm saying, but like for having sex, you need to. You can't be.
You've never seen my girl's clit. It's fucking
weird. Unless you're out here on that fucking peg shit.
Yeah, which is fine. but I've never done it. Have you done it? Was she little spoon, you're the big spoon? And you're kind of just like lying on your side?
Not to fuck, but just to be held, sure.
No. Oh yeah, that's nice too. I'm talking about beat.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Walker's
where,
up.
Where you're...
I'm the big spoon?
Yes.
She's the little spoon?
Yeah, you're going and y'all fucking sporking it up,
on
right?
On the side.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, I've done that.
Oh, never done it.
That's like the, we got to be quiet.
Yeah.
There's the
I'm
doors.
Be real honest with everyone. My cock ain't big enough. I can't get a good fucking. I can't
so
get a good.
So you got
heave-ho.
Two tones and 2 inches.
I can't get a good. Wah.
The two tone bone title, right?
Let's go.
So,
but you know what I mean. I like to thrust. I can't get a good thrust.
But that's essentially just doing doggy style, but sideways.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. You can't get a good fucking fuck. There's all these little baby ping ping.
Right.
Yeah. No. We ain't at the circus. I'm trying to fuck.
Yeah, but you can do that for a little bit, then switch it up.
That's what we did.
Yeah,
I did like 3 strokes, and I'm like, this is for fucking babies. Give me that pussy.
I don't know about that, man. You literally just said your dick wasn't big enough. Sounds like you're the baby in this situation. Sounds like that's for grown men with one color cock.
Oh, I don't know why that was so funny. You're like, I don't know about that, man.
Yeah, I feel like that's I've done it, but it's not a go-to. But
yeah, it's not like
you ever feel like you just mix it up to mix it up, and then you're like, what are we doing? One foot's in a goddamn like air fryer, one's in a bathtub, and you're like, what even is this? And you're like, let's just go back to the reg.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be honest, man. Sometimes, like, you just do the regular so much, you're like, is our sex life getting stale?
Right. No, so I agree that random shit where you're like, oh, let's do this, and you're like, yeah, sure, and then you try it, and you're like, at least we tried it.
That's what it felt like.
No, I'm game for those.
Yeah, but those then so we did a beep whatever, and I'm gonna be honest, I was like backed up, so I haven't felt a coochie in 4 days. You ever forget how a coochie feels? My dick was like, God damn.
Yeah.
I'm in a fucking hot tub. It was. So
you came quick.
Oh, your boy had to think about obscene shit not to come.
But dude, there's just a point of no return. No matter what you think about, you're still nutting.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I did so much three stroke pull out. It was like getting annoying for everybody.
Intermittent pupping. Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. And the shitty part is my girlfriend listens to this podcast. So when we talked about like, oh yeah, go down on her if you're about to nut. Every time I go down on her mid fucking, she's like, you better come. And I'm like, God damn it.
Yes.
Stop listening.
Yeah, stop listening.
Just play it on silence. We still get the views and the listens on Spotify. Run it up.
Run it. So I was doing a three pump, get out for like, I mean, buddy, 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
You were running stingers on her pussy.
Hilarious. Yes. and then I felt it bubbling, like it was ready to go. Yeah. And then thank God she was ready to go, so she like let me know that she was about to come. And then when you about to come and the girl says I'm immediately my brain goes, you can come now. So I took it out before she was 5% into the come. This is how dope it was. I pulled out, and let me tell you something again, guys. Super Sucker 500. It was like a fucking fireman's hose. It was insane. Like, blah, blah, all this kind of shit.
It's the exact noise firemen make when they're putting out fires.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah. But what was dope, my girl, is I got her there and gave her like 10% of the orgasm. And as soon as I took my dick out, because she knew I was coming, then she just finished herself. And then I was coming as she was finished up, hot.
Damn, she's like, I got it from here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but I the precision of her hand just went whoop, like right when my dick came out, and she put it right on and finished herself. So hot. And the amount of semen, I had to take both of my socks off to clean it up.
No towels in the house? No paper towels? No nothing? Socks?
Paper stiff towels? Socks?
Stiff socks?
Paper towels? You're gonna waste trees?
You're gonna now have to do laundry?
So much. I do have so much laundry to do. But I literally
had much cum socks.
Dude, I literally had to take off one sock, put it up, and then another two socks.
You cleaned up cum off her with a used sock?
Yeah, it was not great. And those are socks I went to the gym in.
Ew!
Uh-huh.
Were you still wearing a denim jacket for this?
Yes.
Wait, you guys were both wearing denim jackets in the spooning position?
She was wearing...
What kind of jacket was she wearing?
She was wearing like a puffer jacket. Like a black puffer jacket. And no wonder I couldn't get in there. There was too much. There's too much shit.
If you were both wearing denim, you would have started a forest fire. Denim on denim sex? That's a hate crime.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good for you, man. I haven't came in like 4 days, so I'm going to jerk off in the 405. Yeah. No, I came last night. Turn up. It was the same thing. It was the same thing where you're talking about. It was like, well, you're worried about work stuff. You know, because we landed in Denver Thursday. Shows were, God, great, great, great comedy, great people.
Yep.
Loved it. But we landed, we did a show, and then we filmed stuff, and then we did more. And so by the end of the weekend, it was Saturday night, late, like 2 a.m. I was like, oh, the work is done.
Yeah.
And your boy was rocked. Yes. Dwayne The Rock Johnson up. Rocked up. Yes. Do you ever look at your dick and be like, where is this?
Yeah.
When did you hit the nos? Shut up. When did you hit the No, I was, if we, this is a hilarious, it's funny to say because it's like, I'm the only one backing up my shit here, but hard.
Yeah, dude, of course. There's been times.
Rocked.
Where, yeah, well, my shit is like marble rocked up. I'm like, how come you're not like this every all of the time? Sometimes it's like sleeping bag hard. I'm like, what is this?
Cause yeah,
blood you.
Yeah, sometimes it's literally like where she's the one being frisked up, and she's like, oh, I'm trying to get it, and your dick's like, yeah, and it's coming in hard? Question mark.
Yeah, it's like,
you know,
it's what is like, it's coming in like al dente. You're like, this is not.
Yeah, you're
this
like,
is not what this is not what I'm about.
Yeah,
this is not what I'm about.
Put it back in the air fryer.
Yeah, I can get, let's go, I can get it.
But when you're fucking rocked up,
yeah,
you're looking in the mirror and be like, fucking let's
go. Is that me?
Fourth quarter player.
Two-tone Blaustein?
Two-tone Blaustein. Wow. I saw something wild on the plane that I just wanted to discuss.
Yeah.
There was a guy adjacent from me, aisle, no shoes, just to start off with.
Hot.
Before we even took off, yeah, there we go. Before we took off, he was drinking a Coors Light in a cup. So I think he brought it on the plane. And he was scrolling Twitter and he was watching porn on Twitter.
No, he was
watching
not.
Twitter porn. Literally, I was like, there's no way. He was like, it looked like he was going through like a porn star's like media. Because it was like, she was blowing a dude. Then she was getting clapped out. And he just kept scrolling. And then right after, he checked his credit score. I was just like, this guy, honestly, if I know my crowd well enough, he was probably going to my shows or whatever. But he, honestly, the funniest part about it, he had a 721 credit score. And I was like, I don't know a lot about that, but that's pretty decent. To be risking it to be watching porn in a public place on Twitter while drinking a Michelob Ultra with your shoes off to have a 721, I think he was just flexing at that point. It was just so funny.
I can't believe, dude, I get weirded out when I'm on a plane and like the movie I'm watching has like a frisky scene. I get weird. I want to be like, this is Avatar. Like, I want to like let people know that I'm not just watching this to get rocked up. Mm-hmm. Dude, when there's a scene, I'm not even shooting you, I will not look. To be like, I don't even need, like, I'll like, because I feel weird.
It is weird that Delta puts it on. They're like, yeah, hey, yo, this movie got tits in it. Good luck.
Yeah, it, like, I'm trying to think of the movie I was watching. Oh, dude, I was watching fucking Entourage. Because I never watched the movie. Mm-hmm. Just fucking tits everywhere, dude. Yeah. I was on the aisle seat, flex. I got aisle money, guys. I was on the aisle seat. Man, let me have it. I was on the
aisle seat's the worst place to watch anything with tits in it.
Awful.
Middle seat, yeah, feel bad for you. Like, all right, yeah, get your fucking dick hard. Window, they're like, cool. Now think about it outside. Open up the blinds, picture tits in the clouds.
Guys, sidebar. If you're on the window seat, close
100%
the fucking blind.
The flight home today, the guy behind me, beaming.
Close the blinds.
I will say, the flight home from Colorado, you can see a lot of Rockies. But after a while, it all looks the same. Close it.
No.
Close it.
I don't give a fuck. I hate when the pilot goes, to the left, you can see, shut the fuck up, I'm trying to sleep. To the left, you can see, go get an Atlas, you poor fucks. What? God damn it. To the left.
Tony Baker has such a funny joke about all that. He goes, he's like, I hate when people look out my window. Like when the aisle looks out at your window, you're like, it's my fucking window, bitch.
Yeah.
Who are you looking out my window?
I also hate when people watch my movie, which I do all the time. Like on the seat.
I glance at it and then I like look away awkwardly. I'm like, why am I like watching this screen?
Dude, I literally watch a football game with another grown man. Just watching a game together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and why I have access to my TV.
But it is weird when you're watching the same movie as somebody. You almost have like a book club. You want to be like, what'd you think?
Yeah, that's so funny because I'll do that because I'll be watching like obviously the person doesn't know I'm watching, but I want to like, when something happens, I want to be like, oh, right? But it's so odd that you're watching, especially when you have your shit in front. Like it just, I don't know. Like, I'm editing. What happens is I'm editing, then I look up, then I end up watching so much TV for fucking 10 minutes. Yeah, yeah.
When subtitles are on the screen, do you read all the subtitles, or can you ignore them? My brain goes, zing, and I'm locked in. I have to read them.
That's why when Gabe says his girlfriend has to have the subtitles on, like, I can't, I wouldn't be able to watch TV. Because I would read, and then I'm, like, missing the movie because I can't read fast.
Right. I even do it with clips that I post on, like, TikTok and Instagram. I'm like, are people even watching me, or are they just reading?
Reading
Rainbow.
Yeah.
Take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow. How has no rapper sampled that yet?
It's probably $1 billion. What are we talking about? Fucking Reading Rainbow. I need to say this, and I keep forgetting. This happened like weeks ago, and I keep fucking forgetting to tell you guys.
Your dick looks like a rocket pop.
It does, but speaking of my cock.
Whoa.
Do you guys remember my childhood closet? The AKA cum closet?
I do.
Your boy got domed off in the cum closet.
Wow. But did you add to the collection after?
No.
Just a quick little tippity top.
Dude.
Flip flop.
Yeah, because my girl and I were home for Thanksgiving. This is how long ago. I can't believe I didn't tell you guys this. And we got back. Oh, it was when we got back from Costa Rica. So we had like a day in D.C. after Costa Rica. And then we went back to L.A. But my brother was there.
In the cum closet?
Hold on. No, he was filming it. No. Yeah. There was, and then he goes, and then Barlow was like, all right, so I'm going to go for a little run.
Yeah.
And I go, how long you gonna be going for?
Yeah.
He said 15 minutes.
That's right, half a lawn.
He said 15 minutes.
I said, make it 16.
Make it 5. He said, and then I literally was like fever, like he bounced and my girl and I feverishly started hooking up. So we'd be like, we don't have much time. Let's get this popping off.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually staying in, like we had all our shit in my brother's room because my brother has a bigger bed. So then we were like kind of kissing in that room, but I'm like, no, we can't fuck on my brother's bed. That's super weird. Like I can't do that.
Kind of a flex.
But also,
is he older or younger brother?
Younger. So yeah, it's weird.
Definitely fuck on his bed.
That's weird.
It's a power move.
He's got too many books around. It's, I don't know. It's like a nice room. I don't want to fuck in that room. So then we like make our way to my room and I'm like, I'll fucking shit on my bed. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started hooking up. But then I got, you know, pushed up against the wall because I'm a fucking man, right?
Whoa.
Yeah. And then I look around. I'm like, oh shit, we in a cum closet. And my girl's so dope, she knows it's the cum closet.
Did she really?
So she goes, you want to
go in there? Also, there's stalactites hanging on the door frame.
Oh my God. There's babies on the ground. Dada! So she goes, you want to go in your closet? She said, your closet, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't fucking tell you a story. So yeah, I mean, just we go in there. And by the way, more shit on the floor than I remember. Like, I think it's like a storage closet now. Because we like barely fit in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, barely fit.
Dude, my room in my hometown, just not even in a room anymore. My dad's put drum set in there. I was like, what?
Where's my bed?
Where's my soccer trophies?
You don't have any.
Third place.
In what?
Soccer.
No.
Yeah. There was only 3 teams playing. No.
So in the cum closet, she's doming me off.
Is there still cum on the walls?
Look at me. Yes. No. Yes. On the ground, on the walls. It's a weird place in there. But also, it brings back a lot of childhood memories. A lot of things were done in there. My basketball card collection's in there. My fucking Boy Scout sash is in there.
Weird.
Yeah. So she's doming me off. It was like it was a nice moment. Yeah. I was like, wow,
come
I used
full
to,
circle. Come, yeah. Full circle.
Come,
circle.
Hey.
Come, hey.
Because I used to, that was my time in there.
Yeah.
I used to like, you know.
And now it's your time together in there.
Yeah. But I never had any sexual interaction besides me and my hand in there.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn.
Banging in your hometown room for the first time was always a big, like, you're like, whoa. I have beat the final level.
I only fucked, this is kind of insane to say, I only fucked once in my room.
You know what's funny?
What?
I've only done twice.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with us?
We had strict parents.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom never...
I was always out of their house.
Always.
Crawling through dog doors and shit.
Oh my God. They had windows, going to basements.
Yeah.
Fucking on pool tables. Fucking underneath the pool table. Cars? Like, that's even better.
Yeah, but that's literally what it was.
Ford Explorer Eddie Bauer edition in the back seat.
Now, those bitches had a wagon. The Bauer edition. Oh, dude, that's nicer than a lot of studio apartments in Van Nuys. I would live in one of those. 100%. But yeah, that's what it was. The girl I dated in my senior year of high school, and then the girlfriend now when we went back and visited. And, that's where I did the sideways, the thing you were talking about. The fucking, the little yin yang.
Yeah, the yin yang spoon thing. Isn't it just weird to fuck it? Like, it's just, it's a, my childhood home is like a very unsexy place.
Yeah, my room still has stars on the ceiling.
Yeah. I don't want to fuck to the galaxy.
I'm being serious. There's stars on the ceiling
still. You have to leave. Why are there stars on the ceiling?
Because they've been there since I was a kid.
Oh, okay. That's different.
You're just like smoking a cigarette. You're like, ugh, it's Orion's belt.
Do you have a Milky Way or something? Do you have any, like,
there's some constellations? There's a few.
That's kind of cool.
Orion's belt's in there. We tried. I don't know how accurate it was. But yeah, every time I go back and I look up, I'm like, oh, no wonder I lost my virginity at 17. All right. But I'll tell you what, as a kid, I used to look up at those stars and I would just dream about hot women. Especially like the ones in my class, I'd name the stars after the hottest girls. I'd be like, in my head, I'd dedicate, I'd be like, yeah, stars for Lexi, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And then I look up at it and be like, that's your star, Lexi. And she's like, what? And she had no idea. But
that's so funny.
But there was something about it that would get me riled up. I'd be in like fifth grade being like, she got a whole personality and a whole solar system, girl.
Oh my God.
Throw that ass into space.
This is bringing back so, dude, you got some class pictures, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys get the like individual, like wallet size pictures?
That was an option, yeah.
My mom didn't want to buy them.
Right. Yeah, you got like three for free, but the wallet ones were more extra.
Yeah, so.
More extra.
So most people in my like high school would get the pictures, like the wallet ones, and they would pass them out and, like, right on the back. Like, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I had like a Rolodex of them, like all the hottest girls in my class.
Did they know that you had those?
Well, yeah, they gave them to me, like, roll in the back, whatever. But I literally would like,
that was Tinder.
Jacking off to these fucking pictures. And it's funny, like, she hands me, like, we're just best of friends, and blah, blah. Cut to 18 minutes later in my room, just fucking feverishly beat my cockiness to these goddamn pictures. And, like, reading the back,
we didn't have the individual cards. But I remember early on, like, me and my friends in, like, third or fourth grade, maybe fifth grade, like, senior year of high school, we would, like, would you ever, like, put, like, hearts around the girls you like had crushes on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you look back on it and be like,
still beat.
I just think it's so funny to be like that young and be like, yo, I'm gonna give this girl the heart. It's like super liking somebody on Tinder, but like in a yearbook, you're like, Allison got the heart.
Allison got the heart also.
And it's like, they don't know that. You're like, this is my girl. It's my boo.
You ever like read back the stuff that they would write in the yearbook and then try to like dissect it and be like, oh, that means that she's trying to fuck me.
Every girl that wrote hags in your yearbook was friend zoning you. She was ghosting you. She didn't care about you and she wanted to fuck your older brother. Hags, have a great summer.
Oh, have a pain. Great summer. Pain. No.
Have a great summer.
Pain. I'll see you over the summer. Hand job in a field, bitch.
When they left the phone number, that was like, I felt like you could just look up at the sky and you hear Morgan Freeman's voice being like, good job, son.
Yeah. What about the XOXO in the year?
XOXO is great.
XOXO.
I would love to go back and see what, because a lot of times people would be like, they would say one thing about you. They'd be like, oh, yeah. Michael, it was so much fun having science class. You were so funny. You have a two-tone dick. So I'm wondering like what.
Did you burn it on a Bunsen burner?
Yeah. I don't know. I would just love to know like what people, their view of me was back then.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I think a lot of people said that. You're like, you're so goofy. You're so shy. Your cock's man.
When was the last time that you like thought about like the hot girls in your high school and then like did a little Google? I haven't done that in fucking forever.
Just to see like how they are now.
Yeah, where
are
they?
I still follow a lot of people I like know from my hometown. So I kind of like.
If when
like
you say from your home, this is a dumb question, but when you say from your hometown, you mean high school.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I went to elementary, middle school, and high school in the same city. So I grew up with a lot of the same people. The crazy one is the inverse. When you haven't paid attention with somebody, and then all of a sudden you see them come across your feet and you're like, that's what Ariella looks like now?
bad?
Yeah. Like, out of nowhere, you're like, it might have been just like the girl was like somewhat quieter, like pretty reserved and kept to herself. And now you're like, well, god damn.
Dude, there was this one girl, once like high school, like the first high school reunion we had.
You had one?
One girl. Yeah. But there's this one girl, and I'm not going to say her name, but dog, the come up that this lady had.
Right.
Everybody in the, everyone that went was like, literally trying to game her up. Right. And she was just like this, like, not weird, but she just was like, the, like an art, like she just kind of kept to herself, whatever, whatever. But I mean, like fucking bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think I even might have DM'd her. Like,
oh, you definitely did. But that's more surprising. The people that are like hot in high school and then you see them now and they're just like, whatever. They're just like, yeah, I'm a mom and I work it here and I do that and this is my life. And you're like, cool. It's the opposite where you're like, oh, what the fuck? Give me a...
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then it catches you more off guard, I think. I don't know.
No, 100%. God, there's a list of like five girls that I want to Google. Like, where the fuck are you?
Because they were the hot girls in high school?
Yeah. What are they doing? I'll tell you what.
Managing a T-Mobile.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's doing. Well, maybe. I don't know.
But that's the thing. There's two girls I can think of that I went to high school with that were like, they were the hot girls.
Yeah.
And they still look good.
Yeah.
That's a blatant lie. No. No, there was a few great white buffaloes where you're like, I remember when we used to all go out on the night before Thanksgiving a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
I would like pray that like they would be there.
Yeah.
I had the same feeling when you wore a fire outfit and you're like, I hope that they come to class today.
Yes.
I had that same feeling being like, oh, she's still hot. I'm back from college. I got 10K on fucking Vine. Let's run it up.
Dude,
where you at?
That was some of the best like anticipation. Cause I remember, I know exactly what the fuck you're talking about. When you like the first couple years after, like when you're like a freshman college, sophomore in college, when you come back. And you're like, where are they? And everybody, because like once you get to like junior, senior, most people don't come back. Like it just gets a little weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like when there's only like 1 or 2 years separation from your hometown and everybody goes to that same bar in Bethesda, Maryland. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then you're looking around like, oh my God, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Those hookups, fuck.
Because
those are anticipation. Like I wanted to fuck you sophomore in college or high school, but you hated me or you were dating
but
Kevin
it's so
Conto.
Funny because you add a year difference, 365 days, same as every day, same amount of time that anybody has in a year.
Yep.
But you went off to college 6 hours away. You come back being like, I'm a new man. I'm a distinguished gentleman.
Yeah.
My dick's two-tone.
Yeah. But the funny thing is you're only 19.
There's not a big difference. It's like you're the same kid with an asterisk. Oh, but now you're wearing your frat letters or you're wearing a quarter zip. You dress a little bit differently.
God, you're right, dude. I would go to those fucking bars with my frat letters like, yo, what up?
Oh, my God.
I'm like a man now.
Dude, I wore frat letters like they were a blue check mark.
Yep, yes.
I was like, ladies, like, because that was me like flexing on the people in my hometown. Be like, oh, what's up? How have I been? Oh, I don't know. Just wearing my fucking frat letters. But it's funny to think that would make them think any different of you. Because like, oh, you went to college. You did the thing half the world does. You joined a frat. Never heard of that before. I was so confident. The Wednesday night was the biggest night in my hometown. But that bar closed.
Yeah.
That place.
No.
They didn't make it through the pandemic. This place, Brendan's, dude. It was like the spot, right? It was an Irish pub. They had fish and chips. Families would eat through the night. And then people get their pussies eating it later in the night. No. Yeah. You want to go?
Anyways. No, I want to go. Two. Eating pussy is a great thing. I actually want to go.
Flash cut when Michael said the girl said he doesn't eat a lot of pussy. Anyways, no, but it
can
was
we
like
go?
Can
we go? I want to go to this place.
It closed down.
Fuck! You already said that.
It
I forgot.
Closed down.
Had I forgotten?
Dude,
seconds.
No, but this was like we probably did like three like Wednesday nights before Thanksgiving there, and it would go off. And that was a place where you would see that one girl, and you're like. I hope, or that other girl, that hot girl, went off to a different college, and then you went off to a college, and you feel like for some reason you have this bond, like, yo, you went to Boise State, I went to San Jose State, yo, you got a mascot, I got a mascot, you got a tit, I got a dick, come on.
Wow.
You have this, like, you think that you're going to mesh. I was so confident one of the nights, before we even went to the bar that Wednesday. I got a room at a Motel 6.
No.
I swear to God, I got a room at a Motel 6 across, because how it's set up in that parking lot is the Irish pub, there's a Denny's, and then there's a Motel 6. And I was like, I am so confident that I'm going to I got a room at Motel 6 before I even went there that night. And you know what's funny? I woke up the next day and it was just me and the homies.
No.
Did not pull. I made out with the girl that night and I was like, oh, you want to go to the Motel 6? But that's a sentence nobody ever wants to hear.
Yeah.
I made out with a girl that we had like a few classes together.
It's so fucking hot.
She was on the softball team. She could have beat my ass. I was scared, but
yeah, but she had a softball ass though.
Yeah, I wanted her to wind up and then just throw a finger in my ass doing that.
I love it. I know what you mean. That fucking, that like, that sexual chemistry with someone that you like.
But I think that's what it is. Like, you kind of, it comes down to.
You know what also it is, I just realized? It's like what am I trying to say here? Like it's not the anticipation, it's like the unknown is what I'm going for. It's like, oh, maybe we should have been something in high school. Maybe I missed out on something. Let's move forward with this and let's see. Maybe we could have been something.
Well, there's also something that puts maybe a little bit of a ticker on it, like a clock. It's like, you know, we're both back for winter break.
Yep.
We got 2 weeks. And I had some of those too. This girl went to U of A and you know, it was like her winter break matched up with mine. And then we went on a few dates and we like damn near were like, it's sped up. Yeah. Dude, we were like, I was like, this, yeah, feelings? Yeah, oh, that's the one.
Yep.
And then you go back to school and you're like, yeah, that's not gonna work.
No.
No.
I'm 6 beers deep.
I miss her. Anyways, no. No, but I think that's what it is. It's that hometown, that feeling. Horned up.
Hometown horny is a different horny.
Horned up in your hometown.
Title. I will say
that. I think the title's got to go to your two-tone cock. But
yeah. Okay.
But honorable title, horned up honorable in your hometown. Honorable horned up hometown.
Well, we're 47 billion minutes into this, we still have to do sock talk. So let's just fucking move along. Gabe, are you ready?
Yeah, let's get into it. We have a sock talk here. This is from Brandon. And Brandon said, I was just listening to the new episode with Bradley Martin, and I needed to tell you guys that I do have a full send tattoo. It's on my thigh, and I read it every time I poop.
Was he the dude at the gym?
I don't think so.
No.
I think a full send on your thigh is like a... I've seen it.
Common?
Like, yeah. Not common. Like, not the most common, but I've definitely seen it in other places.
Wow. Good poops.
I just wonder if that guy looks down at it and like it gives him like inspiration.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, what job do I want, man? Do I want to go to the corporate job? Do I want to go spunking? Do I want to be a professional spunker? Like I've always dreamed. He just looks down. It's his full send. He's like, fucking spunking. Like, does that push him?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think it looks good with shorts on. Because I think about that all the time too. It's like, I know people that have like, they have like breathe tattooed on their hand to remind them to breathe when they're stressed out. And I don't know, maybe they do, but I would imagine sometimes you're just so stressed out. Looking at your hand, you'd be like, oh yeah. But sometimes you're so stressed out, you're like, you forget you even have hands.
Also, you're like, fuck that.
Right.
Dude, the amount of times my watch will be like, has this like function that it literally will say breathe on.
Oh, I know. Apple Watches like, say it at the worst times ever. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm literally in the middle of a robbery. I'm trying to rob a Chase bank and it's like, breathe. Shut up. I have a Ronald Reagan mask on. I'm trying to fucking get this money, dog.
And then breathe.
I want to rob a bank. How fucking cool would that be? Full send, dude.
Full send. Cops go, why'd you do it? And you say full send. And the cop pulls up his shorts. He has a full send tattoo both.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you, Brandon. I think it's pretty cool that he has a full send tattoo right where I'm gonna get my Toyota Yaris tattoo.
Are you gonna get your Yaris tattoo right there?
I think you should do thigh.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do
thigh. Are you really?
Thigh's a cool place because you can have really shitty tattoos on your thigh and it looks dope.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to be rude to you or Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying you can just have almost like, you know, when you get a sheet of stickers,
mm-hmm.
if you just slap that on your thigh, somebody would be like,
yeah, it's cool.
Thigh tats.
Yeah, I feel like thigh is it's a good palette for just like fun tattoos.
Yeah, exactly. It looks, you can practice there, you can do kind of whatever there. But if you had a bunch of shitty ones on your bicep, people are like, did you get that in Venice Beach with somebody with a spork?
It's actually interesting. Yeah, because you kind of think like, all right, bicep, like you're trying to go for like, oh, this is I want this to be attractive. This is cool. Whereas thigh is like, kind of fucking
around. It's universal that people understand. They're like, oh, it's a thigh tat. It can be anything.
A thigh tat is like a doodle pad. Like
yeah,
no one,
you can play so tic-tac-toe and then get it tatted on there.
Tic-tac-toe is actually a cool tat. Gabe, how big are you going to get this Yaris tattoo?
I don't know, man. We could have, so this is all going to be a Patreon thing, so we could get some designs done, have Patreon vote on it, which one I get. Because I'm wondering, like,
a Patreon a subscriber could draw it.
Oh, wow. That would actually be really cool.
Yeah. Be a cool opportunity.
Yeah, Patreon DM us.
And then we put their Instagram handle on your other thigh.
I love it.
And then your walking billboard for Riley 2344.
Riley Reed, hot.
At this point, I'm getting a Yaris tattoo. I'll get their Instagram handle tattooed, too. I don't give a shit at this point.
Would you get mine?
Yeah. We'll do the tag thing.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
As a reminder, guys, when we reach 8,000 Patreons, freaking Gabe's going to get a freaking Yaris tattoo. I'm so excited.
All right, guys, let's do a secret sock now.
Let's do it.
This is an anonymous submission. Says, one time I got jerked off after watching Brother Bear on the 6th anniversary of my grandma's passing. Do you guys remember Brother Bear? Because I did not.
This sounds like a Mad Lib. Doesn't that sound like a sentence that you can't make up?
This is Brother Bear.
He said, I got jerked off watching Brother Bear after his grandmother's 6 year passing away.
Yeah, so he gave us some context. He says, my first sexual experience with my new girlfriend of 4 hours. Brother Bear is my favorite movie. Yeah, so he made her watch Brother Bear because that's his favorite movie.
This is his favorite movie?
Uh-huh. And she jerked him off after. I felt kind of guilty because of the whole grandma thing, but what am I supposed to do? Say no?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, he's from Australia, too.
Anyone under fucking 25 is never gonna say no to get jerked off.
I only think it would have been weird if that was like his grandma's favorite movie, but there's not any correlation other than the date, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerk me off to Brother Bear right now. Put it on. Gabe, dim the lights.
Yeah, I think
Gabe, I gotta say, the last show in Denver, they were very rowdy, and at one point somebody yelled out, "Where's Gabe?" Multiple people said, "Where's Gabe?" And I'm like, guys, I don't he's in Los Feliz eating rice. I don't know what he's doing.
That's true. That makes me feel good.
I fucking should have.
Yeah.
That would be so funny.
But who knows? Gabe steals the show with his hot eyes.
God, he's so hot. I want to get jerked off to Brother Bear.
I'll leave the room. You guys can figure it out.
Literally, how many times have you said no to a sexual encounter in your life? Like, I mean, I'm talking about like 10 at the most.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Some girl, I mean, she jerked off to Schindler's List. I don't give a fuck.
But do you mean like when she's like in the room or like a girl's DM'd you and be like, you want to meet up?
And no, and she's like in the room and she's buddy, never.
Yeah. Walking past a chicken sample at the mall and saying no.
Can't.
Even
if you're full as fuck.
I'll be like, I'm vegan. The guy's like, it's chick pop. Wow. You need it. I'm like, yeah, I do need this.
God. Well, guys. Another episode in the freaking books.
In the books.
We covered a lot this episode.
Cover a lot to come.
Yeah.
Two-tone cock, high school memories.
Jerking off with multiple layers of jackets on. Or no, having sex with the...
Yeah. Having sex with so many jackets on.
Yeah.
The denim dick two-tone turbo man.
I think that's it.
That's your new Instagram handle.
That's it. I got to switch it up.
Yep, you have to.
But what's that bear movie? Brother Man?
Brother Bear.
Brother Bear getting jerked off with Brother Bear. All right, guys. That's it. We love you. Holy shit. Till next Wednesday. Friend reminder, we have a mother effing Patreon. When we hit 8,000 patrons, Gabe is going to get a Yaris tattoo. So get on that shit. Go to patreon.com/stiffsockspod for 4 extra episodes a month. Ad free. Drops every Friday. Access to the Discord. Guys, do it. We love you. And yeah, man. Till next time. Big kiss. Big hug. Get jerked off with a two-tone cockiness. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space.
Anabase Pet Friendly, Stain Resistant, and Interchangeable Slip Covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.